obviously the theme of the liturgy that the church wants us to consider is repentance. And the difference between the Ninevites, who are pagan, and our Lord's generation, who are his people, in their reaction. It's astonishing. You know, Jonah goes up there to preach, and they repent. And they're pagans. But they know the truth of what's being said. Yeah, you know, he's right. You know, we're a mess. We steal from each other. We commit adultery. We murder each other. We got to stop. And because they stopped, the city was saved. And our Lord uses that as an example in the gospel today. See, many people are gathered. And he says, this is an evil generation. It seeks a sign. Meaning what? We want to be overpowered. You know, we want to be first sure. And then overpowered. Just like make us. And the Lord, of course, says you can't do that. Belief, repentance, is free. I can't force you, and I don't want to force you. But Jonah will rise, and he will be the sign to you of what you didn't do. Now, the difference in the people of Nineveh, and the people in our Lord's day. The Ninevites did not stiffen and find excuses. They repented. These people stiffened and did not let the fact of their sin enter into their hearts. And so they didn't repent. Now the church gives us this today to try to think and be aware of what is repentance. First thing, repentance is a gift. It's the gift of God. You'd think after we've offended God, he'd sort of leave us alone, and well, if they repent, they repent, and if they don't, they go to hell. No, he pursues us, offers us this gift of repentance, which is in keeping with who we are. We know when we've done wrong, and we know that we should repair it. We know it. It's built into us. How many times does this happen? Some suffering comes to the family. All of a sudden, people know they have to repent. It's not because God is mad and he's beating us up with this suffering, but it's like a reality therapy to accept this gift of repentance. So what is repentance? Well, there are many ways that the Bible speaks about it. One of the most beautiful is in Hebrew, the word shuv, S-H-U-B, shuv. And it means to come back, to return. Shuvah is the word in Hebrew for repentance. Come back. You see, our sins distance us from God. And we want the distance. When Eve was tempted by the serpent, which is perhaps the most refined analysis of sin you will find anywhere, you see, it comes down to, I can get for myself something that God won't give me. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to have control over my own life. You see, you will know good and evil means you're not going to read a book about it. You are going to do what you want, and you will say whether it's good or evil. Isn't this the pall that hangs over the world right now? We will kill infants in the womb, and we will say whether it's good or evil. The opposite of that is what we have in Psalm 51 today. Starts off the very first words of the psalm, you know. Be gracious to me, O God. Haneni Elohim. Kehastecha. In your chesed, in your loyalty, your fidelity, your enthusiasm to be faithful to the covenant. Your chesed, you say. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Then, skipping lots of lines, a clean heart, a pure heart. You know, we're trying to get away sometimes from the true translators, you know. A clean heart. It sounds like you need babo or something, you know. You've got to clean. Take a shower. You'll be fine. No, it's a pure heart. Lev tahur. And a pure heart is one that's going in the same direction. It's not broken up, confused, you see. It's pure, it's untainted by this stuff. Great. How are we going to get a heart like that? Listen, it says, a pure heart, create for me, O God. Only God can create. And the word again, this is not a lesson in Hebrew this morning, but see, Lev Tahur, Barali. Bara is the word for create. In the Bible, no matter where it's used, only God is the subject of the verb. Only God can create. So the first step in repentance is to ask for the gift of repentance. You know, but I know I've sinned, but I'm such a jerk, I don't even know how to come back to you. Pierce my heart. Let me see reality. Heal me of my complacency. I walk around like I'm normal. And I'm not. I'm a sinner. That's the first step. All of that is the work of God because it's confidence. Look at the boy who went away and spent all his father's money on wine, women, and song, and he came to himself, it says. He got it. And I will shuv, I will return to my father. What a grace. What a grace. He knew his father. And he knew this very thing we've been talking about. The father will respect the truth of the relationship. He is my son. My father is just. Which means he will honor the truth of this relationship. I can count on that. Now, I mean, he'll probably make me one of the hired workers, but at least I'm home and at least I can eat. The father honors the full truth of the relationship and restores him to complete sonship. How do we get this precious gift of repentance? We pray for it. We really want it. Get over complacency, self-centeredness, excuse making. You see, it goes on this beautiful psalm, you see. So create this clean heart, this pure heart for me, O God, and put a steadfast, an upright, a solid, nahon. If somebody says, I'm going to America tomorrow, you say, nahon? Is that right? Is that solid? Is that really going to happen? That's the idea, you see. A ruach nahon is a solid spirit. renew it with them. I can't do that. Don't let me leave your presence. I don't deserve to be here. And don't take your Holy Spirit from me, because that's the only way I'm going to repent. It's the only way I'm going to come back. And so, then, comparison with sacrifice. And then, my sacrifice, O God, is a contrite heart. Now, contrite has gotten to mean in our language, sorry. He was very contrite. No, the word means broken. It means a broken heart. See, I keep myself upright. I'm doing fine, you see. See, that's my manufacturing of my heart. No, break it. A broken-hearted person is one upon whom the Lord will bestow every gift in the world. His son had a broken heart. You see what it means? It's a broken heart. You see? My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken heart that's humbled. O God, you will not spurn. Absolutely. Why? Because it's the truth. You know, God isn't up there saying, crawl on the ground and then I'll forgive you. Is he? He's saying, live in the truth so that I can bless you. That we can be in union with each other. That's Lent. You see? This gift of repentance. In the practical order, then I got to quit. There's three things in repentance. Kind of real practical now. I mean, don't forget all this other stuff, because that's where it comes from. Is to acknowledge that we've done wrong. You know? I'm not depraved, I'm deprived. Or, you know, the song that that movie, or whatever it was, Officer somebody, I'm not depraved, I'm deprived. You remember? No, I'm not deprived, I'm depraved. You see? Have mercy on me. First, then, I acknowledge I've done wrong. Second, I ask pardon for it. And third, I make up my mind, I'm going to really not do it again. And if I do, I'll go back. How many times? Take the gospel. Jesus, you said 77 times. So I'm counting that you're going to do that too. It's endless, his forgiveness.